104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its for breakfast. Roo, we heard about half an hour ago.
Unbelievable.
News broke that North Korea have fired a missile towards Japan.
Yep.
Now, it fell into the ocean. It dropped short.
However, 1,000 k's short. And it went 12,000 k's, though. So
1,200 k's, and then fell a little bit short. But it's still obviously an alarming situation. And what I fear is that in the next 12 hours, 24 hours, the Americans might respond. Let's see how Japan responds. Let's find out more. A fellow we've spoken to quite a bit. He's a terrorism expert at Deakin University, Professor Greg Barton. Professor Barton, good morning. What do you think this means? Is this just a little drop in the ocean, or is this quite serious?
Look, it's a very provocative action. It's 1,200 k's east of the Japanese mainland, the island of Hokkaido. So it's flown all across the Sea of Japan. Normally these missile launches from North Korea go east of the Korean Peninsula, fall short of Japan, to the west of Japan. This has flown over the Japanese islands, and then 1,200 k's beyond Japan.
Gee.
And the Japanese are describing it as unprecedented and, of course, provocative. It was also very audacious because if there was any sort of technical failure, and North Korea is still in its early days of missile technology, so, you know, it can't be confident of how its technology is going to work. If there had been a technical failure, even if that was the intended trajectory, it could easily have broken up over the Japanese mainland, and there could have been pieces falling in Japan. So it's quite a bit of hubris to attempt this. It's also, of course, a deliberate provocation. They launched three missiles on Saturday. These were short-range missiles that fell between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. But this is the first time I can recall we've had an overflight over the Japanese island.
What's the world going to do here, Greg? Is he deliberately just upping the ante bit by bit and sort of wanting a war? Or what's he hoping to get out of this?
Look, that's a really good question. The answer is we don't know. He understands that a war would destroy North Korea, it would destroy his regime and cause immense suffering, you know, tens of thousands of lives lost, perhaps many more. No one wants that, and we're not even speaking here of a nuclear exchange. The thing is that there's just no good military options. People talk glibly about launching a strike on North Korean missile facilities. Now, that would take some of them out, but a lot of them are buried deep in the mountains. In the meantime, the North Koreans would have time to respond with an artillery barrage on Seoul, which is just over the border. Mm. You've got 20 million people living within range of artillery shells. An estimate suggests tens of thousands could be killed within minutes if North Korea opened up with that option. So the question as to what he's trying to achieve with this is not clear. This was certainly a provocation of Japan. It comes just a short time after Trump had almost congratulated him in tweets for not sending missiles towards Guam, U.S. territory. Mm. The Japanese have been testing an anti-missile missile system, so perhaps it was designed to deter them from going further down that route, but it's hardly likely to do that either.
Greg, we've heard conflicting things in recent months about just how strong he is, what his arsenal is actually like, and how well organised it may be. Some are saying very, very strong, and others are saying, you know, pathetic. Do you know a lot about his arsenal? What weaponry has he got?
Well, there's a couple of things we know with certainty. One is in terms of conventional arsenal, conventional artillery rounds, the sort of thing that you would use with an engagement between North Korea and the South, particularly just over the border in Seoul. There's no question that North Korea would be quickly defeated by the combined forces of South Korea and the U.S. We've got lots of U.S. forces stationed there. But they can inflict enormous damage before they would defeat it. Just those conventional artillery rounds falling on a city of 20 million people in Seoul could take out tens of thousands very quickly. North Korea can't possibly win a military exchange even with conventional weapons, but it can certainly do enormous damage. We know that they have tested a hydrogen bomb, the more powerful kind of nuclear bomb. We know that they now have medium and long-range missiles. This missile over Japan was probably medium range, but they tested long-range missiles, firing them almost vertically, but the height achieved suggests quite long horizontal range, potentially. But I suppose the short answer is they've made more advances that we can tell just in the last 12, 24 months than we had thought possible. So we can't safely assume that they're as pathetic as we'd like to imagine. They may actually have the capacity to launch some sort of nuclear device under some distance, and that's a very scary thought.
Greg, would world leaders be considering trying to take this bloke out or not?
They've certainly looked at it. Nowadays you do computer-based war games. I mean, they're not sort of fun exercises. They're sort of massive computer exercises looking at all the possibilities. All of the simulations have shown that any kind of attempt to take the regime out has the capacity to go catastrophically wrong, launch a nuclear exchange, but even if it went as well as possible, would still be too high a price to pay. So they looked at the option, and the answer is there are no good options.
Greg, Professor Greg Barton, thanks so much for joining us. He's counterterrorism expert at Deakin University. These are scary times, Roo. I can see a reaction to this in a big, big way. You don't go setting off missiles and firing them towards Japan. You just
pretty
don't.
Cocky, isn't he?
It is, yeah. Roo and Itz here for breakfast on Triple M.